talking about books.
Sorry, books people. Antonia's microphone was mysteriously not working for a moment there.
That's too bad.
I promise it's on.
Okay. Hey.
But hey, she's here.
Woo. Hi.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah. Antonia's awesome.
Yes.
I feel like she should be heard.
Heard.
Woo. Good thing we have an extra mic.
It is good. It is very good. Yeah. Yeah, Quinn and Maddie.
They're not here.
Not here. Neither is Gina or Ingrid. I don't know where they
Mysteriously.
Are.
Mysteriously.
Ooh. But Emily and I are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk about books because it's Monday.
Yay. And we love books.
Books are great.
We don't just say that.
No, we don't.
Because it's the cool thing to say. We don't just say it to be cool.
Yeah. No.
We say it because we mean it.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yep.
Awesome. So.
So.
What did you want to talk about? Bookish.
I want to talk about Edgar Allan Poe. And I'm sure he has some books. Or books with Edgar Allan Poe in them. I don't even know, but I'm sure there's something bookish about that. But it's mostly literature and poems. I don't actually have a book. I just like his poems. Because they're great. And they're poetic.
Hmm.
And long. Really, really long. And so, one of my favorite ones, and also probably the most, like, popular one, is The Raven.
Woo!
So, yeah, that one is really nice, and it's about this raven that's like, nevermore! Woo! And it likes to sit on a head of some, like, god or something above his door. And it flies in, and all this creepy stuff happens, and there's, like, noises. And the guy is just like, yo, raven, get out of my house. And the raven's like, no. And there is a really funny performance of this by Homer Simpson. So if you go on YouTube and you type in, like, the raven, the Simpsons, and it's pretty funny. And then... But there's also very serious ones, too, you know, out there by, like, people who are professional poetry reciters. And it's a really long poem, and it uses, like, funky old language. So, I mean, I get it, but a lot of my classmates, because we were reading it in school, were like, what? So, yeah. But it's good. Yeah.
From reading or discussing it in class, do you think they got a better sense of what it was about? Or were they just confused at the beginning?
Well, first, our teacher read it aloud, and everyone was like, I hate poetry. Oh my gosh. What does merely mean? And I was like, guys, I'm sad now. And then the teacher was like, no, poetry's good. And then we watched a Simpsons version of it, and people were like, ha, 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 that was funny. So then I think they got it a bit more, but they still thought it was kind of lame, and that made me feel sad because it's a really good poem, and it's happy. Actually, it's not very happy. I don't know. But
it makes you happy.
It makes me happy, yes.
Even if it's not. Was that the first Edgar Allan Poe you'd read? Or have
you
read more?
I think the first one that I read was The Bells.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched also this thing, or I did, this thing on YouTube by some guy performing it. But it's like a really intense poem. And he's like, the bells, oh my god, ah! And he like is screaming about bells. So, yeah, that one's pretty intense too. And one of my favorite ones also, besides The Raven, is Annabel Lee. And it's really good. And I like it a lot, more than The Bells probably. Because it's just nice and fun, and I like it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there's the ever-popular Telltale Heart.
Yeah.
I love that one. Fall of the House of Usher.
Yeah. Those He's got some good are pretty stuff. Good, too. They all seem to be, like, really long, though. So, like, I don't know. But Yeah, because when I think of poems, I think of like short little things. But then these ones are really long. And yeah, I like reading other people's poetry. And I love rhyming, but I don't like writing poetry myself. Edgar Allan Poe is pretty good at rhyming, and he doesn't rhyme just, like, at the ends of lines. He rhymes, like, within the lines.
Hmm.
And it's not, like, a specific style. It's just, like, his style. So it's really nice. And they're all sort of dark and stuff. And a lot of rumors about him and being an alcoholic and stuff are really not true at all. But some guy just didn't like him. And so it was like, I'm going to write a biography and make him sound really bad. But it actually did the opposite. So that was good. And yeah. He also liked to critique other writers' works. And he was a very honest critic. Yeah. And well, he didn't have a very nice life. So that's probably influenced his poems a lot. That are very long and rhymey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually read an article today on FlavorWire. There was a post where Neil Gaiman shares some of his influences and inspirations, and one of them is Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh.
So I thought that was interesting that you decided to talk about it today, because I just read that. But what he wrote about Edgar Allan Poe on this page is, Poe isn't for everyone. He's too heady a drought for that. He may not be for you, but there are secrets to appreciating Poe. And I shall let you in on one of the most important ones. Read him aloud.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And we thought we would do that.
We would, yes. Because we love you. Because you're amazing. So you deserve to hear some Poe read aloud. And we're not very good poet readers. At least I don't think so. I am. Emily probably is, actually. I don't even know. But
you don't know my skills.
Yeah. So if you want to hear it read aloud better, you should probably just go on YouTube. But you should still listen to us because we're amazing and we can totally recite it, like, awesomely.
And if we're really bad, it might be funny.
It might be funny. It might be very funny. And then you can email us and you can be like, yo, you guys are really bad at reading poems. But we might be really good and you might be surprised. Like, mm-hmm. Yo, they're really good. But before we recite it, we're going to play some Pink Floyd. Because mm-hmm. we're, like, awesome like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a song that Antonia's wanted to play on the radio for a while, and we're finally getting
yes.
around to doing it.
Woo!
And it's one of the few songs in the world with my name in it. So
yeah.
I approve.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. And it's also with Sid instead of... It's one of the earlier ones, Sid Barrett.
Mm.
And it has Emily's name in it, and... It's like my favorite Pink Floyd song, so we're just going to play it.
So we hope you enjoy that. We'll be back shortly with a little Edgar Allan Poe reading.
Yay!
Stay tuned.
Hi. Hey.
Hi.
Hey, we're back. That was See Emily Play.
And I'm Emily.
And that's Emily.
And that's Antonia. You're listening to Bound by Books.
You
if
are.
You're just tuning in.
Woo. Hey.
And we were talking about Edgar Allan Poe before.
We were because
Antonia,
he's awesome.
Loves him.
I
and
do.
Has been reading him in school.
Yes. Yes, I have. And last year, too. And this year. And on my own time. And he's great. So today, now, we're going to read you some of him. Yay.
Hooray.
So this poem is called Annabel Lee. And it's one of my favorites because I like it. And it makes awesomeness happen because it's awesome. So here it goes. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child, and she was a child, in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee. With a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me, and this was the reason that long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger, by far, than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we, and neither the angels in heaven above, nor the demons down under the sea, can ever dissever my soul from the soul of my beautiful, of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride in her sepulchre by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea. Hooray! Yay. It was like one of the shortest Edgar Allan Poe poems that I know. And Poe rhymes with no, because
yeah. Because you're a poet.
Yeah. Woo. So yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Do you know what it is you like about it?
I don't know. I like the image of this like kingdom with this like waves and rocks and sea. Mm-hmm. And I like the part where it's like the angels were really envious, so they just like sent a big wind down and killed her. Oh, it's so sad. Yeah. I saw an iPhone case today with Edgar Allan Poe on it. It was a pretty cool iPhone case. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yep.
Well, and thanks for sharing that.
You are welcome.
The poem.
Yes.
Not the iPhone case. Although that was interesting, too.
It is interesting. It was at the Spotty Dog, actually, so that was pretty cool. And they sell books.
Mm-hmm. And tote bags.
And tote bags. They have awesome tote bags there, okay? I will really want this one that has the Very Hungry Caterpillar on it.
Aw.
Because he's so cute, and he's a caterpillar, and he's very hungry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what we normally talk about on Mondays?
What?
Books.
Yeah.
And you know what Emily has today?
What?
Books.
Oh, yes.
So she's going to talk about them now because she's special.
I think I'm going to talk about one of them. I brought two. I'm reading too many books at once. I think I'm going to talk about Reality Boy, which I believe I introduced.
You did.
Briefly the week that it came out.
You did.
But I hadn't really read much of it at that point, so wasn't really able to say much about it, but I wanted people to know it was out because I'm really excited about this author and I thought other people might be too. But it's the newest book from A.S. King, and it's called Reality Boy. And A.S. King also wrote Please Ignore Vera Dietz, Everybody Sees the Ants, The Dust of Some Odd Number Dogs. I can't remember how many dogs. Maybe it's Dust of 100 dogs?
Cute.
1,000 dogs? I can't remember.
I love dogs, ants. Though.
And Reality Boy is about a young man named Gerald Faust. And he's a teenager. But when he was 5 years old, his family was on a reality TV show.
Oh, dear.
That was about... It was like followed a nanny around as she worked with troubled families and troubled children.
Oh.
And... It wasn't, the person on screen actually wasn't even really a nanny. It was an actress
was
being trained by a nanny to be the nanny role.
I see.
And as you might know, reality TV doesn't have much reality in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's sort of living now as a teen with his reality, which is that nobody in his world, everybody thinks they know who he is and what he's been through and what his childhood was like, because they saw a version of it on TV, but the experience he has lived has been much different. And he does have a troubled life, although the trouble was painted differently on the TV show.
Aww.
He was sort of painted to be the trouble on the TV show.
That's too bad.
When really the blame sort of lied elsewhere.
Yes.
But so, I don't know, it's interesting. He's in high school. He's dealing with, like, his anger issues. He goes to an anger management coach sort of person. And trying to like just get through the day in one piece. And trying to deal with his not very happy home life. And then he has a job, and at his job he meets a girl who he likes.
Ooh.
But his anger management coach has told him he should not get involved with the ladies because they'll drive him mad, as girls tend to do, apparently.
Oh, okay then.
And so he's trying to decide what to do with his crush on her.
Aww.
And they sort of become friends, so it's looking at his first real relationship outside of school and home.
That's so nice.
And yeah, it's interesting. She has her books, A.S. King, they tend to have, the characters often have these sort of active imaginations where they either see things or have communications with things that aren't necessarily there. So like he has this sort of alternative world that he calls Gersday, like Gerald. Gersday's a day that's kind of going on at the same time that's just like his, and he can do whatever he wants in that day. Ooh. And so there's like times when he's like talking to Snow White because she is in this alternative world, but she's not really there.
Oh, fancy.
And sometimes his sister, he has two sisters, one of whom is the cause of many of his issues, and she still lives at home. She's in her 20s and lives in her parents' basement. She had gone off, I guess, shortly, but had ended up coming back home. And then his other sister kind of left when she could leave.
Oh,
and
that's...
is going to school elsewhere, and they don't really have, they don't have much communication. And so he's also dealing with the loss of his sort of team.
Oh.
Because they were sort of a duo, and then she left. And so he feels a little left behind.
Do you think that...
But he can talk to her in his Thursday.
Oh, nice. Do you think that a girl who he met at his job is like a replacement for his lost sister? Or do you think he just likes her because she exists and is nice?
I don't think she's a replacement for his sister. I think his sister was sort of this insider that could share his experience with him. And whereas he's kind of like trying to, he doesn't want to talk about the past with her. And she, you know, she wants to talk because she saw the TV show. So she wants to know, you know, what was real and what wasn't. And he doesn't want to talk about it at all. And she has her own sort of issues with how she's perceived as well.
What does he do? Like, what's his job?
He works at like a kind of a stadium sort of place. I'm not sure exactly what they're called, but a place where, you know, you can go for a hockey match or a boxing match. So it kind of has multi-purposes depending on the day of the week.
Oh.
And so he works at the concession stand there.
Oh, nice.
That's yeah, it sounds like a lovely job.
Yeah.
Serves people hot dogs and nachos and stuff.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
They are good. My mom likes nachos. I don't like nachos.
That's good. One thing that's neat about this book that I actually really like, too, is that every once in a while, the chapter title, let's see if I can find an example. Every once in a while, it goes back in time, basically, to an episode of the show. So it'll say, like, episode 2, pre-show meeting, or let's find another one. Episode 1, scene 1, take 3.
Oh.
Because there'll be something that happens, you know, in their house. And then the production crew will be like, we need to capture that properly. So they'll have multiple takes where they're trying to get, you know, this conversation with the nanny down right. Or like this fight between the siblings, you know, to record properly.
Oh, dear.
So it's interesting in that way that I sort of like the scenes where we go back and we get to see the TV show or the sort of filming of the TV show.
When you get to see the TV show, is it written in like screenplay format?
No, it's, let me find one. And of course, I'm reading from an advanced copy, so the text may have changed a little bit. Yeah, it just reads sort of normally. So I'd graduated from behavior charts to chore charts, step 2 of the 1-2-3 program. Real nanny, that's the nanny that's training, fake nanny, So real Nanny kept smiling at me from the sidelines, but fake Nanny was stricter. Then there's, so, you know, there's dialogue, but it's not written like a script.
Oh, I see.
It's just written like a normal,
yeah,
you know, quotations around.
Yeah.
Nanny said this.
And
but you sort of get to see a mix of what's seen on camera and what's not seen on camera.
Oh. But was it, like, did the family, like, say, hey, reality TV people, I hear you're looking for people to be on your show. You should use us. Or were the people who were making the show like, hi, would you like to be on our show? Like, was it, like, a thing that the family, like, signed up for?
Yeah, there's definitely, at least with the second time she comes back, that the mother's very, you know, sort of instrumental in getting them on the TV. I'm not sure why she wants them to be on the TV.
I see. But does he...
doesn't seem very, very good.
Is he, like, annoyed at his mother for putting him in that situation, or does he still, like, appreciate her?
I don't think he's happy about it. I don't know. When he was young, I don't know if he... I can't remember if he talks about when he was young how he felt about it, but I think he was, you know, he was five.
Yeah.
So he may not have realized exactly what was going on.
I see.
Whereas as a teenager, he's definitely not thrilled with it. Now, we actually have to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we'll be right back, and we'll be talking more about some upcoming releases and perhaps some other books.
Yay.
So stay tuned.
Yes. Hey.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia
counties.
And I'm Emily, and Antonia is also here.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
And we're talking about books.
We are. And normally we're just here from 3:30 to 4, but today... we get to go to 4:30. Yay.
Hooray. So we're playing a little music. We read some Edgar Allan Poe. We talked about A.S. King's Reality Boy, which is a recent release.
Yeah.
And now we're going to talk about some...
upcoming books.
Yeah, some books coming out tomorrow.
Releases. Woo. Yeah. So we have this special list here that's very special. And the first one on it is The Living, hardcover by Matt De La Peña. And the book list on September 1st, 2013 says, much of the fun of De La Peña's latest is how unexpectedly he blends genres, making this, in a sense, four books in one. A finely observed social class drama, an on-the-sea survival adventure, a global disaster book, and a contagion thriller.
Mm.
Ooh. So... yeah, pretty exciting that sounds, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's by...
Matt De La Peña.
Matt De La Peña and The Living. And the second book that we have on this list...
Of many.
is Loud Awake and Lost. Ooh, interesting title, eh? By Adele Griffin. Oh,
I really like her. She was at the Hudson Children's Book Fest this past year.
I think
she'd been there previous years, too.
Yeah, I think I talked to her.
I've reviewed a few of her books on the show, and I think our friend Moshi also reviewed
really
a book. So she's a Bound by Books favorite.
Yeah, yeah, we like her. So that's coming out, and the book list, starred review book list,
ooh,
November 1st, 2013, said, two-time National Book Award finalist Griffin continues her exploration of the inner workings of the mind in this moving and surprising story. Griffin's writing is exquisite, teasing meaning and memory from her sentences.
Ooh. I like her writing a lot. And
really?
she tends to, her writing's really diverse too, like her stories are really diverse.
Yeah.
So it's, I never know what to expect from her, and I like that.
I don't think I've read any of her, but I know that a lot of people like her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's an interesting title, too. Loud Awake and Lost.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's on my to-read list this week.
Funky.
If I can finish all my books.
My to-read list consists of Allegiance and that is the new Divergent book, which came out, and I'm really excited. Woo!
I finished it.
You
finally.
Did? You did?
I did.
Was it good?
I'm not going to tell you anything. I liked it. I like, I think I liked the first two books more. I thought it was an interesting conclusion, and I enjoyed it, but,
Yeah.
I thought it was good.
That's
it
good.
Was not one of my favorite
that's
books
sort
of the
like,
year.
but it was that's good. Sort of like what happened with the Hunger Games. Like a lot of people weren't too fond of the last one. Mm-hmm. I thought the last one was really good. I really liked the last one, but I know a lot of people didn't, so I don't know. And the next movie is coming out soon.
Yeah. Ooh. This month, I think. Right?
Yeah, and on the 22nd, I believe.
Ooh, so yeah. Soon.
Yeah.
Catching Fire.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting.
It will be exciting.
So we have a few more on the list that we're going to share. And of course, this is just a sample of all the books coming out this
Yay.
Month. There's tons of them. But these are the ones that seemed most up our alley. There's also the Effit list. Mm. And it is called that. There is no cursing in the list.
Yes.
And about that, Publishers Weekly says, a memorable novel about a rock-solid friendship surviving trying circumstances that never loses its sense of humor. It's by Julie Halpern. I forgot to mention the author name.
Oh.
And I've also read a book by her, and I'm totally blanking on the title. It has a smiley face on the cover, I think.
Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yes, it was a good book. She is also a nice writer. And the publisher's text, it also says, Julie Halpern writes about illness, loss, love, and friendship with candor and compassion. Here is an unforgettable book about living fully, living authentically, and just living.
Oh, living is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it's about two friends named Alex and Becca, one of whom, Alex, is... loses a family member and is sort of dealing with the process of grief. And so sort of cuts ties with her friend. And then at one point, it turns out that Becca has cancer. She is diagnosed with cancer. And so it's about how their friendship kind of deals with these situations.
Hmm.
I haven't read it, so
it sounds
that's
sad.
Just what I get from the description.
It sounds sad.
Another book on my reading list. So I have two main books on my reading list for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Although I want to read all of the ones on this list. But I mostly want to read Loud Awake and Lost by Adele Griffin and Ketchup Clouds by Annabelle Pitcher.
Do ketchup clouds, are those what happen when it's cloudy with a chance of meatballs?
If you put ketchup in your meatballs, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you?
You don't put ketchup on your meatballs?
I mean, I think there's a tomato product involved, but I don't know if it's ketchup.
I put ketchup on it.
Oh, okay.
Although I don't eat meatballs that often.
Yeah, neither.
Ketchup, I feel like it would be good on them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So what's Ketchup Clouds about?
So Ketchup Clouds is about a young woman who has a pen pal named Mr. Stuart Harris, who is a death row inmate in Texas. And convicted murderer. And so the story is about it's about her life, but it's about her writing letters in part to him. And the reason she writes letters to him is that she has sort of a secret in her past, where she feels some guilt around the death of somebody.
Is he much older than her, the inmate? Is the inmate much older than her?
I don't know how old he is, but I assume he's an adult and that she's a teenager.
Ooh.
And this one also got a starred review from Publishers Weekly. And it says, Zoe's introspective and surprisingly humorous voice will strike a chord with readers as they dwell on the space between guilt and innocence.
So,
And I've also read a book by this author.
Really?
There's a book called My Sister Lives on the Mantelpiece.
Ooh.
So it was about a family who one of the sisters of the main character had died in a suicide bombing. And so My Sister Lives on the Mantelpiece is that she lives in an urn.
I mean,
but she doesn't live, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's
and it's about what that does to the family and from this young man's perspective.
That's too bad. But so about the one ketchup clouds, what does it have to do with ketchup?
You'll have to read to find out.
Oh, no. And can you really be pen pals with a prisoner?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But will they, like, read your letters and black them out occasionally?
That's possible if you wrote stuff that they weren't allowed to know.
Hmm. Because I feel like if you were a pen pal with them, it would be a lot easier to collaborate on an escape.
Mm.
Well, that sounds like a nice
book. I don't think that's her goal.
I don't either, but I mean, it just in general, like, that's pretty cool, though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, new releases.
Yeah. There's also one other book on our list of anticipated reads, which is Full Ride by Margaret Peterson Haddix.
Oh!
Who you've read a book by.
I have.
I have not read anything by her yet.
You haven't?
No.
But she's so famous.
Yeah, I know. Oh, but I haven't. Emily. I've somehow missed her. But we read Found by...
Yeah,
well,
it
I
was
didn't. I read parts of it.
I did, yeah. It was one of the battle books.
Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, I think.
Yeah. I thought Found was really good. It was amazing, and I loved it. And then the last chapter happened, and I was just like, are you kidding me? No, it made me really mad. And it not, like, mad, just annoyed. Like, that was so stupid. But the whole rest of the book was really good, and I loved it. So what's the new one that's coming out by her?
It's about a girl who's going through the college application process, which is, like, stressful enough and intense enough as it is. But her father's a notorious embezzler who, when caught, his excuse was, how else is a guy like me supposed to put his kid through college? So she has that sort of riding alongside her as she's going through this process of trying to apply for college.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well then.
So it sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like in a lot of teen books that I read that are contemporary fiction, I don't often come across people applying for college.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I don't know.
There'd be more of that.
Yeah. I'm applying to...
Or thinking about college, even. Sometimes that doesn't even come up.
They're just like, I'm graduating soon, and I'm just gonna not do anything other than normal stuff. Even though I'm graduating, you know, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I'm applying to a girls' boarding school, and it's really stressful. So, I mean, I can imagine applying for college would be even more stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there aren't many books about it. I guess people like to write books about, like unique things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And,
Actually, going back to the book I talked about earlier, Reality Boy. One thing I actually really like about A.S. King's books is that she shows young people in work situations, like having their teen job.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of books skip that too. Like either the characters, it's over summer break, so they're not working, although I worked over summer break.
Yeah.
But I very rarely see teen jobs depicted in books too. And I feel like all of the books that I can remember of hers have that.
Yeah,
and
it's
I like it.
It's more realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I feel like the when people write books about teens having jobs, it's normally like just when they find it convenient for them to go to a job, like to meet someone that they like. But if something exciting is supposed to happen, then they just sort of forget that that person has a job and is like, no, whatever. Yeah. So that's nice and realistic. And I think about the book where he was on, you know, he was on the reality TV show. What a lot of people don't realize is that that's probably pretty realistic. I mean, like, they have reality TV shows that aren't very real, and then people are just like, even with Honey Boo Boo, she might grow up and be a really nice person, and everyone's gonna be like, oh, you were that, like, crazy person.
Yeah, or the kids on Toddlers and Tiaras.
Yeah, exactly. They might
or there are some nanny shows. yeah. that are on TV. I don't watch them, so I don't know what they're called.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even have cable, but I know, like, a lot of people talk about this, and they might want to grow up and do something really, like, meaningful, but people will just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice that someone wrote a book about this guy. Yay. Yeah.
So are you still reading The Count of Monte Cristo?
Yes. Actually, when I get home, I have to read a lot more because I haven't really read that much lately because I've just had so much stuff going on. I painted my room this weekend and have a lot of homework, but I really need to get to my reading. So, yeah. It's really good. It's just, it's so long.
Do you think there's a certain page where once you hit that page, you can't go back? Like, if you decide to put it down, that you'd be like, I've read so far, I have to keep going.
There probably is. I mean, even when I first started it, I just felt obliged to continue because, like, I mean, it's really good. It's just that it's, once I pick it up, I get really into it, but then I put it down and don't pick it up again for a really long time. So, but yeah, there probably is a page somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I haven't hit it yet. Maybe I have. I'll probably know sometime. I don't know. It's really good, though. I mean, yeah.
That's good.
And I like carrying it around because then people go like, oh, you're so advanced.
Yeah. Is it heavy?
It's really heavy. So, yeah, that's actually one reason I don't like carrying it around. It's like a freaking brick, and it's so heavy. Someone actually, it's funny because it's got, like, you know, the gold on the side of the pages.
Mm-hmm.
That with, like, that's just painted there. And I was carrying it around at school the other day, and someone was like, oh my god, your book has gold on it. Could you, like, sell it for, like, $400? And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's just gold paint.
You're rich.
Not real gold.
That's how you're going to pay for college.
Yeah, right? That just going to sell my book.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
I have one hefty book at home that I haven't started yet.
Really?
That someday I will tackle.
Really? What book is it?
The Mists of Avalon.
Oh my. It sounds hefty.
It was one of those books that so many people had told me I should read it. Mm-hmm. So finally I was like, I'm just going to buy it and read it. And I got it. And it was huge. I was like, I don't have time to read this. So I have to wait until I'm in a space in where a I space. Can...
Yeah.
Really dive into a long, long book.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I'm reading Divergent and it's like 500 pages. And I'm like, my book is twice as long as that.
And the font's probably smaller.
And the font is so much smaller. I was surprised, though. I picked up Allegiant today when I was in the bookstore. And I was like really impressed by how light it was, even though it had like 520 something pages. I was like, wow, this book's so light. But probably if I'd been reading a different book at the time, I would have been like, oh, it's a heavy book.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But guess what?
What?
It's almost 4:30.
Yeah, it's time to sign off.
Yeah. Oh. So,
thank you all for listening.
Thanks. Yeah. And, Garrett, who is sometimes here,
mm-hmm.
is reading Minder.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it's really
interesting
exciting.
To see what he thinks. Minder is a popular Bound by Books
It's book. A popular Bound by Books book, but nobody really knows about it.
It's
from a small press. If you wanted to read a review of it, you could go on our blog
mm-hmm.
at wearebound.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you could read a review of it, and you could be like, wow, that book sounds really good. And the author actually commented on our review, so that was really exciting. Whee!
Yay.
And Garrett might write a review of it too, so you never know, but he has other reviews, and other people have reviews, and lots of people have reviews, and it's really nice. Actually, they don't, so they should make more. But there are some reviews. And there's also archives of our show, and you could even email us at wearebound@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be like, hey, I really like your show. Or you could be like, hey, I really don't like your show. That wouldn't be very nice, but you could.
Yeah, if you're going to say that, tell us how we can make it better.
Yeah.
And we'll do it for you.
I promise. You could, like, suggest books, too, you know, whatever you want. So that's wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com and our blog is wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back next Monday.
Yep, 3:30 to 4 is our usual time.
It is.
So we'll be back at 3:30 next Monday.
Yes, we will.
To talk more about books.
Yay.
Until then.
Happy reading.